This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had 2 men on him. He pulled it through anyway. We are tied up. 7-6-5. Duke Orange. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles nips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw 2 of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble
to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
It's intercepted by Damaris Wolfe. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly, four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow! Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Let's hope we've got a game tonight for you just as exciting as the ends of the two you just heard in our pregame open. We've got two 25-1 clubs going at it. The Versailles girls, the Williamsburg girls. Williamsburg victorious over Anna in a district championship. Meanwhile, on Monday night, just two evenings ago, we covered the game between Purcell Marion and Versailles. Tigers eked it out 53-48. Chuck, it was nip and tuck for three quarters. The Versailles fans and we to boot were very nervous. And then head coach Jackie Stonebreaker's club turned it on. Ellen Peters, Lindsay Winter, Cammy McElnatty, and the clan from Versailles finished the job by five over Purcell Marion after trailing by 11 with just about 9 minutes to go in the game.
Well, they gave up two free throws to start the fourth quarter, which put them down by 10. And at that, from that point on, and it was Ellen Peters. She made one of the better plays that I've seen. She was in the lane. She made a basket at the end of the third quarter that cut it to 8. And that got the momentum going. Even though they hit the two free throws to start the fourth quarter, the momentum was all Versailles at that point.
I've seen a club go on, advance through the regional, win the state semifinal, win the state championship, as a result, in part, of overcoming an 8, 10, 12-point deficit early in the tournament, and then be boosted. The confidence gets a double, triple, as a result of overcoming adversity early in the tournament, and that oftentimes, for a good club with experience, results in a successful tournament run. I think it bodes well for the Versailles Tigers. Waynesville will be the opponent in the regional championship here on Saturday afternoon. Waynesville missing its top player out with a knee injury. Or I should say, tonight's opponent, Williamsburg, missing its top player out with a knee injury. Waynesville knocking off Summit Country Day, which was ranked number 2 in the state all year long, right behind Versailles. Although Summit was missing a highly touted starter because of a knee injury as well. So underdog Waynesville is the opponent for Versailles on Saturday afternoon, should the Tigers get by Williamsburg tonight. And then, it's just my opinion, we don't know for sure, but it looks like the strength of the Sweet 16 in girls division three is away from Versailles. The other eight, the other two regional sites away from Versailles, could very well be the toughest opposition sits. Clubs like Berlin Highland, Columbus Afrocentric, Liberty Benton, Ottawa Glandorf. Versailles, should they get through this game and Saturday's game, would meet the Cuyahoga Heights regional winner, which I don't think is going to be quite as potent as the other two. So the Tigers have got a nice track now, having hurdled Purcell Marion on Monday night.
Well, you talked about their experience, and that made up for it. Versailles was a better basketball team than Purcell Marion, but that was a team that they had not faced the type of basketball that Purcell Marion played. They were quick. They went to the basket. They were tenacious on the floor, trying to get rebounds and going to the floor. They weren't a big team, but they made Versailles earn the victory, and you're right. I think that is going to really propel Versailles now to play much better basketball than they did for three quarters against Purcell Marion.
Oh, yeah, I bet the Tigers come out really loose here tonight. They had several days off in advance of that postponed district championship game on Monday, and it didn't look real comfortable starting out the game, a bit sluggish. Purcell Marion gave him two or three punches before Versailles finally did respond at the end of the third quarter and in the fourth. How about Cammie McEldowney? What was she, 10 of 12 at the free throw line? She's a magnificent free throw shooter. I kidded her after the game and also talked to her father, the principal of Versailles. I said, hey, let's get a videotape of those free throws. Send them off to LeBron James and show the NBA how to do it, 15 feet away, free throws.
Right. Oh, well, she had 19 points. She scored 13 of those in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Two threes, two, four, six, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. It's what champions do, and she is by far the leader on this basketball team.
Lindsay Winter, the super sub for the Versailles Tigers.
Oh, she was outstanding. I'll tell you, she had a great second half. She was scoring. She was rebounding, getting on the floor. We talked about Ellen Peters. Her defense was outstanding. Their stud was Ali Shakir. That's easy for me to say. She had 14, but 12 of those were in the first half. Peters guarded her well in the second half and kind of took them out of what they wanted to run offensively.
Tonight's opponent for Versailles, the Williamsburg Wildcats. A number of these young ladies on this Williamsburg team were a part of the state championship softball club last spring. They advanced deep into the volleyball tourney this past November, got beat by Anna in volleyball action. So it's an athletic Williamsburg team. It is missing a dynamite player, 17.5 points a game. Alexis Chase, a 5'10 junior, out with an ACL injury. Williamsburg is not deep. They'll play only 6 or 7 here tonight against Versailles, which is much deeper. That's a problem for Williamsburg. Clearly, the Versailles Tigers have played a stronger schedule being in the Midwest Athletic Conference. But Williamsburg has cycled in the last few years a number of outstanding female athletes. And Williamsburg's lost just once. That was to D1 Wilmington. That's their only setback the entire year. But the Wildcats didn't get a lot of praise, never cracked the top 10. They were always others receiving votes,
right?
11th, 12th, 13th. So they're out to prove a point here tonight against number one Versailles. Williamsburg will not back down, I guarantee.
Well, if they beat Versailles, they will absolutely deserve to be going on, because Versailles is the best Division III basketball team in the state of Ohio.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, the winner of tonight's game will meet Waynesville, which held on to beat Summit Country Day in a very close game throughout. It was the first tilt tonight at 6:15. Waynesville didn't generate a six-point lead in the final 2 minutes. Very good-looking Waynesville club, and because of the injury to the top player for Summit Country Day. A lot of the Versailles people expected Waynesville to win the first game tonight. They got it done. Wasn't easy. It was a very entertaining finish.
Well, they led by 5 at the half, gave up the first 10 points in the third quarter to go down 5, and then made a nice little run. And it was in question until about 59 seconds to go. That's when they got their first 2-possession lead in the game in the second half. So, yeah, it could have been anybody's game, but I'm sure Versailles would like to see somebody besides that gets boring beating the same team every year in the regional.
The last 2 years, Versailles had beaten Summit Country Day right here at Springfield in the regional. Will not be playing Summit this season. Waynesville knocked them off, as we said, in game one tonight. The opening fives are being introduced for the Versailles Tigers. The beginning unit is as follows: Cammy McEldowney, Caitlin McEldowney, Ellen Peters, Elizabeth Ording, and Danielle Winter. Danielle, 11 points a game. Cammy at 14. Those two lead the starting five in scoring. Caitlin's at 7. Ellen Peters at 4. Elizabeth Ording is at 7. Expect to see Lindsay Winter early on, as well as Danielle Kunk. Meanwhile, the Wildcats of Williamsburg in the road blue with white trim and white script Williamsburg across the front will start Peyton Fisher, a 5'6 senior. Emily Brown, a 5'7 senior. Jessica Chase, a 5'8 junior. Camille McManus, a 5'8 sophomore. And Paige Fisher, a 5'9" freshman. The Alexis Chase girl out with the ACL. In fact, the two Chases are twins. The Fishers are sisters. Opening tip to start the game is won by Versailles. It's Cammy McEldowney, top of the circle. She's picked up 25 feet away by Peyton Fisher. McEldowney gave it up, got it back. Shot the three ball, short, no good. Box out on the inside to Williamsburg, which gets the board. Here's a deflected pass up the floor. Peters on the intercept for Versailles. Tigers in the home white, orange numerals outlined in black. Each team wearing the black sneakers. Here's a ball bobbled top of the circle, but Danielle Winter stolen on the play by Peyton Fisher of Williamsburg. She goes behind the back, gives it to Emily Brown, and the Wildcats set it up. Ording for Versailles, guarding Brown. Here's a screen, left corner, a long triple try, hard by Williamsburg. Missed on the play, but Peyton Fisher. Wildcats get it back and shoot an air ball this time from three-point land. And the Tigers get the loose ball in the far corner. And they come zipping down the floor. McEldowney's pass is kicked on the play by Williamsburg.
I think Cammy needs to throw that up instead of trying to throw the bounce pass there.
No score. We played a minute two. Baseline left, Cammy McEldowney inbounding. Open player right of the rim. Ording catches and drops it through. Elizabeth Ording peeled off a screen. No one around. That was as easy a deuce on an inbounds play below the rim as you'll ever see. 2-0 Versailles. Here is Williamsburg. Deep right corner. Shot fake by Brown. Slides into the lane. Hands it off top of the circle to Jessica Chase. Jessica right at 17 points a game. Jump, shoots a long one. It is no good. Almost stuck up there. Short rebound right back to the Wildcats. Jessica Chase, right side pass, Emily Brown. She fakes right, goes left into the lane. Leaves it for a teammate in the left corner who passes up a shot. On top to Peyton Fisher. Here's a runner down the right side of the paint. No good, much too strong. Rebound speared by Danielle Winter. Back court to Caitlin, up ahead to Peters. Left side, Cammy chucks a three ball. Off the rim, backboard no good. Strong rebound by Peters.
Pass.
Hits Caitlin in the lane. Low on the left to Danielle. Shot off the side of the glass. Long rebound, Tigers. Caitlin again for three. It clangs off the back rim. And Williamsburg's got the board. Tigers with good looks. Not shooting well at the outset. Still leading 2-0. Williamsburg yet to find the range. We played 2.5. Here's a three ball straight away. Yes, banked in by Emily Brown.
The backboard got in the way of that one. That's the reason she made that. That thing was hard.
3-2 Williamsburg. 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Caitlin McEldowney, high right. Top of the circle, Ording. Loops it left corner to Cammy. Candy dribbles on top. Little pick and roll down inside for Elizabeth. She turns. Shot deflected. It's loose. Danielle Winters got it. Back up strong, and she's hacked on the play. Danielle will get two at the stripe. Four for Sales.
I remember to keep stats tonight.
Danielle Winter toes the stripe, four for Sales. Tigers shoot free throws at about a 64% clip. Cammy McEldown is at 80. Well, Danielle eyes the basket, swish on the free throw.
Lindsay Winter said that they shoot a minimum of 30 free throws in every practice individually.
Danielle tied it up at three. She shoots the second one, all net again, 4-3 for Sales. In backcourt for Williamsburg, team's leading scorer, Jessica Chase, 5'8 junior. She goes up the right side to Peyton Fisher, averaging a dozen per game. On the arc is Jessica Chase. Jessica has room and hits. Long three ball, Jessica Chase. That one didn't glance in off the backboard. It went through clean. First three-pointer by the Wildcats was kissed in off the window. 6-4. Two triples by Williamsburg. Foul line extended left. Caitlin McEldown is short on the 16-footer. Loose ball to midcourt. And it is a scrap for it. Williamsburg's got it. Quickly forecourt. Long three ball. Emily Brown sinks her second.
Tell you what, she's got good form.
We're on the Williamsburg side of the floor. When the Wildcats score, you'll know it. 8-4 Williamsburg. Versailles off to a bit of a sluggish start, not unlike Monday night against Purcell Marion. Here's Peters to Cammy McEldowney. In the lane to Danielle. Baby hook with the left hand. Hits the rim twice. Comes off. Ball in the corner of the floor. Out of bounds to Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, 3:58
to go here in the first quarter of play. Williamsburg 8 and Versailles 4. Here is Token, three-quarter court pressure by the Tigers. Dribbling up the right side, it is Peyton Fisher. Oh, nearly walked in backcourt, she did. It was called.
Well, she actually double-dribbled, too, because she lost control of the ball, picked it up and dribbled again. There was no touch by Versailles, so it worked out. They got the turnover.
3:50 left in the first. Tigers ball beneath the rim. Let's see if the target is Lindsay Winter, who's checked into the game. She catches it outside the lane to the right. Oh, splits a couple defenders and rims an eight-footer, follows, and sticks it in. Lindsay Winter doing what she does well. Persistence on the glass. 8-6, two-point lead Williamsburg. Ball thrown to midcourt. It is fumbled away by Emily Hart, a sophomore in off the bench, and the Tigers have got it. Caitlin McEldowney, left wing to Cammy. Long three ball, rimmed out, no good. Ball on the floor, and it's Danielle who scrapes it off the hardwood, goes up strong, and she's battered from behind. She'll get two free throws.
Well, we played not quite 5 minutes, and that's four offensive rebounds for the Tigers.
Versailles clearly with a height advantage. Tallest player for Williamsburg, 5'10 junior, Alexis Chase, out for the tournament, suffering the knee injury. And Williamsburg goes 5'8 and smaller after Alexis Chase. It's Jessica Chase who does play. She's at 17 a game, just behind Alexis in scoring. Daniel's first free throw was in and out. Second shot in and out. And Williamsburg's got the board. Staking up the floor comes Emily Brown out of Peyton Fisher. Back out to Emily for a three try. Somebody's got a guarder. She's got three of them.
That's four threes now. That's their 12 points.
Scoreboard says 11. Was one of those baskets a two-pointer?
Well, I'm going to have to check.
Apparently one of the Williamsburg goals was a two. I thought all four were threes. Here's the ball entered into the lane by Caitlin McEldowney of Versailles. Bounce pass off the leg of Lindsay Winter, and Williamsburg ties it up. It's a jump. Arrow favors the Wildcats.
Well, they got Brown with 8 points, so one of hers must have been a two.
My error.
Well, my error, too. I had to erase.
Scoreboard reads 11-6, not 12. Williamsburg in the lead. Three threes and a two. Up the floor, Brown. They break pressure. She pulls up in the lane. Ball thrown out back to another three-point shooter. Good again. Peyton Fisher, a triple. Quickly, Versailles down the floor. Lindsay Winter catches on the block, low on the left, and she drops it in.
That kid is a sophomore. She is going to be so good before this is over with.
Ball punched out of bounds in backcourt by Versailles. Tigers trailed 14-6 before the Lindsay Winter two-pointer right there. It's now 14-8 with 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. And having checked in for Versailles is Kelsey Kustenborder, the 5'10" junior, averaging 3 points a game. Here's a steal across the timeline, taken away by the Tigers. A run out the other direction. A hard driving layup is no good by Kunk. She got too far under. Danielle Kunk, 5'7" sophomore, couldn't get it to go. Williamsburg got the rebound and then threw it away at the timeline. Down to a minute 55 to go in the first quarter, 14-8 Williamsburg, which is led by as many as eight here in the first quarter. Caitlin McElnatty up over the center line, goes to Cammy in the left corner. Hand off to Lindsay Winter, 25 feet away. Cross court pass to Cammy, in the paint, didn't shoot. Threw it back on the arc to a teammate. A long three-pointer, yes! Danielle Kunk zeroes in. 14-11, five straight by Versailles. Williamsburg still leads. Minute 27 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Emily Brown outside the arc on the left. Goes to Paige Fisher. Now back to Emily. Emily looks for help. Dishes right wing to Camille McManus. Handoff on the play, Emily Brown. Boy, she's a sharpshooter. She's been red hot here at the outset. Emily Hart enters the paint, flips it back out of the arc to Brown, right through her hands into the Tigers' bench.
Five turnovers now.
61 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Williamsburg 14, Versailles 11. Ball being walked up ahead by Caitlin McElnatty. Left side pass goes to Kunk. Cammy McElnatty on the bench at the moment. Peters posting up. She gets it, flips it right back out to Lindsay Winter. Lindsay straight away to Caitlin. Caitlin on the bounce. Veers left. Circles it near side to Peters. Peters being checked 25 feet away by Jessica Chase. Ball thrown near wing to Peters. Screen set to Kustenborder. Peters has an 18-footer, passes it up, throws it off on the play to a teammate, Kunk. Kunk lost it. It's rolling toward us. It's on the edge of the line, ruled out of bounds.
I'm 4 feet from that. The ball never went out of bounds, and the player never touched the line.
Return to Williamsburg, number 20, Peyton Fisher.
22.7 to go in the first quarter. Versailles had a chance to get within one or tie it before the buzzer coughed it up. Now Williamsburg may have the final possession. 17, 16, 15. Straight away with the ball is Jessica Chase. Jessica veers into the lane. Flips it behind her to Camille McManus. There's a long shot by Fisher. Off the back iron with four to play. Long rebound. Hand off to Brown. Layup, yes! Wow, what a great first quarter for Emily Brown for Williamsburg. She potted 10 points, and Williamsburg is surprising Versailles 16-11 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. call the Degman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Degman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Springfield Girls Division III Regional Semifinal. The team that triumphs here tonight will take on Waynesville, an earlier evening winner over Summit Country Day. Tigers begin the second period with a nice play, a power move on the inside, but Danielle Winter, she missed it, got it back and stuck it in. Tigers down to three. Here's Williamsburg, long throw down the floor. Williamsburg in transition after the made goal, defensive foul against the Tigers. It goes on Danielle Winter.
She was close to getting there, but I think that was probably the correct call.
And at the free throw line, Camille McManus, a 5'8 sophomore for Williamsburg. Her shot is off to the right, fouled in the act of shooting. She gets two.
That wasn't very good form. Let's see what this one looks like.
16-13. Versailles down by three. Boy, I'd hate to see what Williamsburg was like, Chuck, with the tallest player and one of their two best players in the person of 5'10 junior Alexis Chase at nearly 18 points a game. She's out with the ACL.
Do you know when she went out?
Yeah, heard it in the end again.
Oh, my. That's too bad.
High post, Daniel Winter. Left corner, Lindsay Winter. Straight away, Cammy McElnatty. Near side of the court. It's handled on the play by Custom Border. She peels off to the top of the circle. Dishes Ellen Peters in the left corner. On top to Cammy McElnatty. Sticky man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. Here's Peters. They shade away from her at long range. Double up Cammy McElnatty, who's got the ball. Slices into the paint and hits a runner. Cammy McElnatty, a little flyer, as she went gliding through the paint area. Soft shot went in. 17-15, Williamsburg leads it but two. After McManus made one of two free throws, McManus has the ball. Dishes off to a cutter. Baseline right, McManus gets it back. Missed the eight-footer. Rebound Versailles. Long pass by Cammy McElnatty. Too high. It's into the second row.
I'm not sure that she could have done anything with that if she caught it. She had too much momentum going towards the baseline.
6:33 to go here in the second quarter. Williamsburg in the lead over Versailles, 17-15. The difference was 8 at one point, 14-6, fairly late in that first period. Outside the arc on the left, it's McManus. McManus gives it up to Peyton Fisher. Hits a cutter, Brown down the lane. She's knocked off balance, missed the shot. And it's gobbled up on the play by Cammy McElnatty. Down to Winter. Open play underneath Peters. Catches and scores. We're all tied up at 17.
Outstanding pass that time by Lindsay Winter. She used her 6'2 height to be able to look over the defense and find Peters down on the block.
Sure did. She surveyed the floor and found Peters. Excellent pass. Game is even at 17. Versailles on a mini run here, 11-3 in the last 4 minutes and change. Here's a fumbled pass, right side of the floor. Versailles takes it away. 2-on-1. Peters gives it up. Layup, Lindsay Winter. Williamsburg needs a timeout. The Wildcats are reeling at the moment. Momentum Tigers up 19-17. 5.5 to play in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Head coach Mike Madsen of Williamsburg had to have a timeout because since the 14-6 Williamsburg lead, it has been all Versailles, 13-3. Here's a wild pass out at the top of the circle, but Williamsburg, broken up by Ellen Peters. It goes into backcourt. Williamsburg traces it down, then starts a drive. Here's a running one-hand scooper by Paige Fisher. Short, no good. Rebound Tigers. quickly up the floor. Caitlin McElnatty, left flank, out back to Cammy. To Caitlin, 19-17 Versailles. An attempted pick and roll, nothing there. To Cammy, near side, way off to the left on the three ball, which ricochets out high. Peters has got it. Back to Cammy. Now Ellen, left side Caitlin. Straight away Cammy, nice into the lane. Feeds Lindsay Winter, baseline left. It rattles out, no good. Daniel Winter, rebound, got it. 21-17, Tigers on a roll now, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They're just dominating the offensive boards.
Top of the circle, Jessica Chase gives it up, gets it back. Now Brown, 25-footer off the back iron. She finally missed one. Rebound left corner, tracked down to Caitlin McElnatty. To Peter, she darts up the floor, hits Cammy right wing, inside the arc, 17-footer, swish! She's got it. Versailles, 21, Williamsburg, 17. 3:57 left here in the first half. I thought the scoreboard was slow in putting up the points. 23-17, right. Tigers. There's a pick and roll. Brown tries to hit the cutter. Angling through the paint, Jessica Chase. She was hindered from behind, nudged by a Tiger, common foul. Only four personals called in this game so far. Elizabeth Ording in the game for the Versailles Tigers. She started. And we have a timeout called. Versailles has gone from 8 down to 6 up, a 14-point swing in the last 6 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, the team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney gets athletes back in the game. Our physicians, trainers, therapists at Wilson Health Sports Medicine are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic opened on Mondays at Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits.
They have really picked up the defensive intensity, boy, in the half court.
Williamsburg with the ball in the arc. Here's a long three-point shot. Rattling off the iron, no good. Peyton Fisher couldn't get it to go. The rebound is stuck right back in. Fine board work on the play by Maddie Ogden in off the bench, a freshman, 5'7 performer. A big hoop by her. She doesn't play a lot. But she's on the court now. Williamsburg down at star player. Versailles attacking hard. Post up move. Danielle Winter in the lane. No good. It's volleyballed around. Missed again. Missed again. Fourth try coming up by the Tigers. It rolls off. And the rebound is smacked out of bounds by Versailles. One, two, three, four, maybe five from point blank range. All of them just trickled off the rim.
Boy, and Jackie Stonebreaker is standing out there clapping because she knows that was a heck of an effort on the offensive boards.
It sure was, as Lindsay Winter and Elizabeth Ording played volleyball on the backboard. Here's a quick miss by Williamsburg, and Versailles snatches the rebound. Here's Caitlin McElnatty. Low on the right to Lindsay Winter, overshoots a seven-footer. It's poked out by Williamsburg. 2:23 to go in the first half. 23-19, Versailles up four. Williamsburg led by as much as eight, 14-6, beyond the midway point of the first period. Lindsay Winter out, Danielle Winter in. So it's the two starting post players back on the floor. Ball inbound and behind the arc to Cammie McElnowney. Bingo! She's got a long one. A trifecta.
That's Caitlin.
I'm sorry, was it Caitlin who nailed it?
Caitlin McElnowney.
26-19 in favor of Versailles by 7. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. High right with the ball for Williamsburg. It's Paige Fisher. Down inside to a teammate. Turnaround 7-footer by Katie Irvin is good.
Another freshman. They got a lot of freshmen out there.
Yep, Emily Hart and Katie Irvin having to serve here tonight for Williamsburg. His head coach, Madsen, goes a little deeper than usual. It is a 5-point lead for Versailles. Here's a turnaround left-hand baby hook in the lane. It is dancing off the rim by Ording. Caitlin McElnowney's got the long rebound. Baseline right to Danielle Winter, nearly walked. On the arc to Cammie. Left corner, Caitlin hits again. 3-pointer. 29-21 Versailles. 8-point lead, Tigers. Straight away with the ball is Paige Fisher, a freshman for Williamsburg. Williamsburg started two seniors after that, underclassmen. Peyton Fisher, a senior. Emily Brown, a senior. Everybody else returns next year. 58 seconds to go, first half. Williamsburg throws to the cutter down the lane. Off balance, 8-footer, Maddie Ogden, way short. Good defense by Versailles. Tigers have got the ball. Cammie pulls up top of the circle. Speeds into the left corner. Reverse layup. Yes!
What a play!
Woo! That's the only player on the court that can make that shot.
Wow. Cammie McElnowney, a terrific reverse layup in traffic. Tigers are really turning it on. Up 10 now. 31-21. Half minute to go in the first half. Here's a drive right down the pike. Hard-nosed defensive play by Versailles, but it's ruled a blocking foul, sending Paige Fisher to the stripe for two. Williamsburg wasted no time after the nice take to the rim by Cammie McElnowney. Wildcats pushed it hard down the floor. First free throw way short, though. An 18-point swing since the three-minute mark of the first quarter. In the last 10.5 minutes, the Tigers have outscored Williamsburg by 18 points. Second free throw also no good. Wouldn't have counted had it gone in. Lane violation on the Wildcats.
Yeah, they stepped in before the shot.
10-point lead Versailles. Cammie McElnowney between the circles. Gets a screen from Danielle Winter. Danielle sets it hard. Then Cammie tries to give it back to her. It is tipped away by Williamsburg. Quickly down the floor, baseline left, is Camille McManus. She gave it up, got it back, and shot the three. It hit the backboard, rim no good. Rebound Tigers, 4 seconds to play. Long pass down to Peters, driving layup. She beat the buzzer. Woo! What a play, Ellen Peters. And the Versailles Tigers finished the second quarter red hot. Versailles 33, Williamsburg 21 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. For sales, turning it on here against Williamsburg, leading by 12, 33-21, after trailing by 8 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter at 14-6. The winner takes on Waynesville, which knocked off Summit Country Day earlier here tonight by 5. Summit without one of its two best players because of a knee injury, and a very feisty Waynesville team beat them in a good opening night clash here in Springfield. A lot of gratitude to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. Gratitude to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. Plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers rolling as that first half closed. 12-point lead for Versailles.
Well, they outscored them 22-5 in the second quarter. That'll get you a lead. 21-10 rebounding advantage for Versailles. 12-4 on the offensive boards. Waynesburg turned it over 6 times. The Tigers turned it over 4. 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Jeez. For Williamsburg, 2-for-4 for Versailles. Individual scoring, Williamsburg, they had 10 out of Emily Brown all in the first quarter. Then it drops down to 3 for Jessica Chase, 3 for Peyton Fisher, 2 for Katie Irvin, and a free throw for Camille McManus. They scored 16-5, 21 in the first half. On the other side, lots of balance over here. They had 4 young ladies that scored 6 in the first half. Cammie McEldowney, Caitlin McEldowney, Lindsay Winter, and Danielle Winter. They got 4 out of Ellen Peters. They got 3 from Danielle Kunk on a 3-pointer in the first quarter. And then they got 2 from Ording. They scored 11 and 22. They lead it 33-21 at the half.
Chuck, I know that Williamsburg is missing 5'10 junior Alexis Chase, almost 18 points a game, out with the ACL. Too bad for Williamsburg that she cannot play. She's an important cog, but even with her, it would seem to me that this game is still a mismatch.
Yeah, I just think that Versailles has too much firepower. When you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you got 7 young ladies that scored, and they had 3 other girls that played in the first half, so they had 10 girls out there. They don't lose anything when they sub. That's the difference.
The last 3 or 4 minutes of that second quarter, the Versailles girls turned it into a track and field meet.
Yeah, they did, and they looked like, you mentioned it, looked like a volleyball game. They were just up there just rebounding. They didn't make it, but they had 4 straight offensive rebounds, and that was exciting for Versailles, and that tells you the dominance that they had in the first half.
Oh, yeah. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Versailles Tigers 33, the Williamsburg Wildcats 21 here at the half in this regional semifinal, Girls Division 3 from Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Versailles by a dozen over Williamsburg, a couple minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's a dynamite eating place. You just can't top it. The food is cooked fresh. Under new management now, Carl Arnes in charge after 12 great years turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Kudos to Carl. He's tweaked the menu slightly, has a new late evening menu, a few other small changes. The same terrific food. Menu very similar as in the past. You'll love Brookins like you have in the years previous. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. You've got specialty sandwiches, a pizza, the pork chop special on Saturday nights, and again, oh boy, if you try that roasted chicken at Brookins, you'll try it again, again, and again. Brookins, the ideal spot to go for family gatherings, birthdays, and wedding rehearsals. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment up next. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we recognize the seniors for the Versailles Tigers, Cammy McEldowney, Haley McEldowney, Ellen Peters, Danielle Winter, Mallory Marshall, all 12th graders. A host of experience returns next year. Fine JV Club, too. It's a deep Versailles team this season as we recognize those 12th graders. Thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
And again, thank you, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. WilsonHealth.org, caring without limits. Phone 937-498-5548, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Williamsburg's got the ball. We start the third quarter. Versailles has mounted a 12-point cushion after trailing by 8 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wildcats have it to our right. Brown is trapped in the right corner. Throws it to a teammate, Camille Manis, who dives into the lane. Then fires right corner to Brown. She jettisons up a three. It's off to the left. Williamsburg fouls on the rebound attempt.
I think they caught on Jessica Chase. She made the effort to come get it.
Tigers up a dozen. The officials make sure that
I think he said white 13. I read the official scorer's lips when she said, "You mean blue?"
Referees made sure the scorer's table knew whom the foul was called on. Here's Caitlin McElnatty in the right corner on top to Peter. Same five who began the game for Versailles on the floor, opening play, third period. Caitlin with a fake behind the arc, steps inside it, swish on the 16-footer.
That kid has improved so much from the beginning of the season when we watched her till now.
Oh, yeah, she gives that head fake from three-point land. Defending players fly by, and she steps inside the arc, and she's been uncanny tonight, right on the button. Here's a long three ball straight away. Peyton Fisher of Williamsburg. No good off the flange. Rebound kicks to Peters. Up the floor to Caitlin McElnatty. Right wing to Cammie. Tigers up 14. Into Daniel Winter. Double teamed. Triple teamed. It's stripped by Williamsburg, but a two-shot foul is coming up. Wildcat fans don't appreciate the call. Daniel Winter with a pair. We played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. The field goal by the Tigers has widened the lead to 14 points. The free throw by Danielle spins around and comes off.
She's 2 for 5 now from the line. She shot all the free throws for the Tigers so far.
She dips the knees. 1, 2, 3 bounces, then a fourth. Shots on the way. It lipped the rim, but stayed in there. 36-21 in favor of Versailles. Don't forget, a Division IV girls regional twin bill tomorrow night. Minster Tri-Village in the opener. Online at 6 on scoresbroadcast.com. Second game, Fort Loramie and Covington. We're online with that webcast at 7:45. Both games from Vandalia Butler. Here's a miss by Williamsburg, and then on the rebound, Cammie McElnatty hooks a Wildcat player. So Williamsburg throws in baseline right. It goes to Brown. Brown gives it right back to the playmaker, Peyton Fisher, and hit her arm is grabbed by Versailles. Caitlin picks that one up. Two quick fouls on the Tigers. 6:14 to go third quarter. Versailles up 15. Ball inbounded on the arc. Handled there by Paige Fisher. Paige dishes to a teammate, Jessica Chase, who bolts into the lane. A lot of contact. And the third foul ruled against the Tigers in the last 20 seconds or so. And that was a shooting foul. So Jessica Chase has got a couple at the stripe with Williamsburg behind the 15. And she is on the mark on the first one. Played 8 seconds short of 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Versailles trailed 14-6 with about 3 to play in the first. Since then, total domination. Second shot curls out. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Up the floor to Peters. Outside the arc on the right to Cammie. Elizabeth Ording, left side, Caitlin, open again, got it again. This one a step behind the three-point line.
I think she's confident. She shot the ball and started going back on defense. She knew it was in.
Wow, Caitlin's in a zone. She's in as solid a zone as I've seen from a girl's three-point shooter all year long now.
And you were right. She ball fakes, and if you step out too quickly on that three, she'll go right around you.
Williamsburg promptly turned the ball over right in front of us, and Versailles gets it back up to 17, 39-22. An amazing run here of 33 points to 8 in favor of Versailles in the last 12 and a half minutes of this game. Long three-point drive to Cammie, no good. Rebound tipped to Peters in the corner. High low down inside to Ording, and Ording is knocked off her spot and fouled. It'll be common.
Let me ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, it's okay. Caitlin and Cammie, what relation?
They are in the same family.
Okay. Oh, with the same last, I didn't know if they were cousins or... A lot of McElnatties in Versailles.
Oh, yeah. 5:21 left to go here in the third quarter of play. Ball lobbed in outside to Cammie. Into the lane to Lindsay Winter. Back to the basket. Shoves it right back out to Cammie, who fakes left, goes right.
foul line, doesn't shoot. Oh, look at her go through traffic. Swan dive move, not bailed out by the referee. Ball is punched out, though, by Williamsburg.
She comes out of there laughing. She knows that was a throw.
Tell you what, she's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's just fun to watch.
Yep, she'll get two shots on that more often than not. Deep left corner, Cammie into Ording. Power move, left hand, easy deuce. When Elizabeth Ording gets it that low, chalk it up. She's got a southpaw shot from 7 or 8 feet on in. That is deadly. Here is Williamsburg down by 19. Shooting the quick three, right flank. In and out, no good, but Peyton Fisher missed it. Williamsburg lost the rebound below the rim. Versailles got it. Chucked a pass 60 feet down the floor. And then Williamsburg fouled over the shoulder. Tell you what, Versailles has hastened the pace to this game. And Williamsburg right now, Chuck, having a hard time keeping up.
Well, they don't have as many subs. And Versailles loves to play at this pace.
Danielle Winter at the stripe. She was fouled as she took that long over-the-shoulder pass, or I should say Lindsay Winter was fouled as she took that long over-the-shoulder football-like pass. There was airmail down the floor to her. She was in the act of shooting, and she nails the first free throw. The second one a little off to the right. Strong rebound, though. Ording on the arc to Haley. Deep left corner, Kunk. Flipped low on the right to Ording. Foul line to Lindsay. Steps back to the stripe. 17-footer short. Saved inbounds by Versailles. And snarfed up out near midcourt by Lindsay Winter. Baseline left, Cammie. Goes below the backboard. Feeds a teammate in the right corner who buries it. Danielle Kunk. What a game off the bench for her. Danielle Kunk from behind the arc. Another tray for Versailles, which is up 23. Here's a steal. Far side of the floor. Cammie McElDowney. She broke it up. All Tigers right now. Inside the arc. It's passed to Caitlin. Caitlin left corner. Danielle Kunk picks right up where she left off a moment ago. Another three-pointer by Kunk. Versailles Tigers look like champs tonight. 48-22 Versailles. 3:42 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, the super sub for Versailles against Purcell Marion was Lindsay Winter. Tonight it's Danielle Kunk, I should say. Chuck, you simply don't know who to spy on if you're trying to defend the Versailles Tigers. It's a star, a different one, each night.
Well, if you go out there and try to totally guard the perimeter, they're going to eat you up inside.
Exactly. And here's a turnaround jump shot in the lane by Jessica Chase. It's deflected, altered by Versailles. Loose ball, Tigers get it. And the Wildcats try to chase it down from behind and foul. 16 fouls in Williamsburg, and to add insult to injury, Versailles is in the 1-1 now the rest of this game, and we've got 11 minutes, 26 seconds to go yet over the last two quarters. And Versailles has stretched the lead to 26, 48-22. High post right, custom border, open player, low right. It's Lindsey Winter who catches near the rim. That's a simple 2 points. Easy does it.
27-1 here so far in the third quarter.
Uncanny.
I'm sorry, 17-1.
17-1. That's more like it. Here is a foul line jump shot by Emily Brown of Williamsburg. Rattles in and out, no good. Loose ball left corner. Williamsburg gets it back. Below the rim is Peyton Fisher, crowded, fouled. It's common against the Tigers. 17-1 is bad enough.
Now that's Haley. That's Haley McElDowney. I'm assuming she's part of the McElDowney family also.
2 minutes, 49 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 50-22 in favor of Versailles. Williamsburg lined up at the free throw line, but was not in the act of shooting. Ball inbounded, baseline left, handled there by Emily Hart. Hart, a sophomore, has it stolen right away. Nice piece of thievery by Caitlin McElDowney. She gives it up ahead to a teammate. Ball whistled left corner to Kunk. She gave it up, got it back, shot the three again. It hit the back iron. It was online, or the roof would have come off the Springfield gym had that one gone in.
Tell you what, they're making it hard for me to pick a Clancy's player tonight.
They sure are. 2:22 left in the third. Here's a drive by Williamsburg, splitting a couple defenders. Is the Wildcats player Lauren Ellis in off the bench? Not ruled to be in the act of shooting. It was close. It'll be inbounded baseline right. Ellis, a junior. Here's Brown on the arc. Feeds it 25 feet away to Peyton Fisher. Cross-court pass is touched by Versailles. Picked off. Here come the Tigers. Right to left. Custom border. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. Shot fake. Haley McElDowney pulls up. 17-footer. Rolled around. Came off. And snarfing up the rebound. Cleaning up the play. Lindsey Winter for two more. 52-22 in favor of Versailles. Yep, the Tigers hurdled Purcell Marion. Have breathed a big sigh of relief after that big comeback against Purcell. Slow start, first several minutes here tonight that are relaxed and is playing as well as head coach Jackie Stonebreaker's club has all year long.
Well, I've been wrong before, but I will be shocked if they're not lifting the big trophy in Columbus in a couple of weeks.
Bad pass by Williamsburg, out of bounds again. Tigers possession once more. Minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. 30-point lead for Versailles. On the arc, Kunk. Straight away, Lindsey Winter. If the elbow in the right, doesn't shoot. Ball thrown to custom border. She dribbles into the paint. Here's a long three-point try by Haley McElDowney. Raised the iron.
Nice.
Here's a cleanup underneath the basket by custom border.
Did you see the tip? The ball was going out of bounds. Winter saw her and tipped the ball right to her for the basket.
Alert play by the Tigers again. A minute to go in the third. 32-point contest. 25 feet away, it is Jessica Chase. And then she's got a little crevice in the Tiger defense. She finds a hole in it. Splits a couple players, draws contact in the act of shooting, and she'll get a couple. Leslie Engel in off the bench. 32 on her back for Williamsburg. Leslie is a senior, doesn't start. First free throw, no good. Second shot in the air. It curls out to the left. Long rebound for Williamsburg. Fadeaway five-footer, no good by Peyton Fisher, and Versailles has the board. Quickly down the floor to Lindsey Winter. Deep right corner, Kunk sets her feet. Swish! She's got it. Another three-pointer. Chuck, what are the third quarter totals team scoring?
It is now 24-1.
My goodness gracious. Custom border bats it away for Versailles. She's got the steal. 20 seconds to go, third period. 57-22 Tigers. Right corner, Kunk again, sets her feet. Good! Wow! Woo!
It's four threes in the third quarter for that young lady.
Super sub tonight is Danielle Kunk. Monday night it was Lindsey Winter. Here's the long three try by Williamsburg. It is off the back brace at the buzzer. No good. by Peyton Fisher, and Versailles ends the third quarter, leading Williamsburg 60-22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, back here at Springfield, I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Girls Division III Regional Semifinal. Waynesville won the first game over Summit Country Day, which was without its best player, ACL injury. She was missing. Summit played Waynesville close, but the Spartans pull it out in the end. It was a very entertaining game, and Waynesville's going to get Versailles in the regional championship. 1:30 tip, webcast time 1:15 on Saturday afternoon. A lot of orange and black will be here on Saturday as Versailles is rolling over Williamsburg 60-22. Chuck, about two or three minutes ago, you misspoke and said that Versailles had outscored Williamsburg with a few minutes left in that third quarter, 27-1, when actually it was 17-1. And guess what? You were right in the end.
I see. I knew what was coming. I knew they were going to score the last 10.
It wound up being a 27-1 third quarter in favor of Versailles over Williamsburg.
After 16 points in the first quarter, Williamsburg scored 6 the rest of the game now.
Crazy. That's how dominant this Versailles team could be. It is talented, it's tall, it's experienced, it's quick, it can run the floor, there's depth. The Tigers can shoot the three from a few different spots, and they can push the ball inside, and as we found out on Monday night, they can defend, and that's what they did to win the Purcell Marion game.
They have no holes, that's for sure.
The first free throw by Mallory Marshall is in now for Versailles, a 5'10 senior, was good. Second shot, no good. Rebound down to Williamsburg with 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive through the lane. A running one-hander by Paige Fisher, no good. Rebound on the deck below the rim. Good save by Custom Border. She shoveled it to Marshall, out of trouble. Look at her go. Down the floor. A beautiful layup. Mallory Marshall. Wow. She's going to have to join the female Globetrotters.
That was Haley McEldowney.
I'm sorry.
Unbelievable shot right there. That brought the whole bench up.
It was Haley, 15, and not Mallory Marshall, who made that Houdini play below the basket. What a shot. Foul line, Ording. Left wing, Kunk. Straight away, the pass goes to Mallory. 25 feet away, Haley. Coming out to catch at the foul line, Ording. That's a long shot for her, a 15-footer, a little shy. Rebound, Williamsburg. 63-22, Versailles. 5:48 to go in the fourth. Brown stops, doesn't pop it, though. Gives it to a teammate.
We're in a running clock situation now, too.
We sure are. Oh, here's a nice maneuver in the lane. A twisting left-handed shot, but Jessica Chase goes down. Good-looking maneuver right there by Jessica. 63-24. In favor of Versailles. Here is Kunk on the arc. Kunk gives it to Haley McEldowney, 25 feet away. Foul line extended left, a long one by Custom Border, no good. Rebound Williamsburg. Quickly up the floor comes Brown, 25 feet out. She hits the trailer, Peyton Fisher. She eyes the basket, wants to drive, can't. Right corner, Brown sizes up a three, much too long. Rebound down to Ording. Backcourt, it comes to Kunk. And she'll stride ahead for Versailles with 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. High right, it goes to Marshall. Now Haley hits the cutter in the lane, Custom Border. First shot, no good. Got it back, no. But she is bumped and will shoot two. Wholesale changes coming in for Williamsburg with over 4.5 to go in the game. 5 new players at the scorer's table at the moment.
Why not?
Yep. Running clock on these free throws for Custom Border for the Tigers. First one dead center. 64-24 in favor of Versailles. which incredibly trailed in this game by 8 points, 14-6, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
I don't think they put this running clock rule in thinking it was going to be something in a regional semifinal.
No, not hardly. First round, second round, sectional maybe. In the last 19 minutes of this game, Versailles has outscored Williamsburg 50-10. 50-10 in the last 19 minutes. What did Versailles do at the charity stripe there, Chuck?
Made one, missed one.
Made one of two?
Made one, missed the second.
Williamsburg with the ball in the left corner. Here is a drive to the basket and a good looping one-handed try by the Wildcats. Short but a foul. Lauren Ellis sliced to the rim. She'll get two shots. And five new players ready to come in now for Versailles. Running clock down to 3:17 left. Foul shot is no good by Ellis.
And here come a bunch of kids I don't have in the book, so hopefully you have them.
Well, let's see. Lauren Ellis at the stripe for Williamsburg. Second free throw, dips the knees. Swish, she's got it. 2:50 left to go in the game, 64-25 in favor of Versailles. Just shy of the last 20 minutes, 50-11. 50-11, make it 53-11. Long three-point try by the Tigers is good. And who flipped that one in? Luthman. Nice shot by Caitlin Luthman for Versailles. Turnover, Williamsburg. Tigers get it back with 2:23 left to go in the fourth. Who would have thought this game would be this lopsided?
Nobody.
Running clock the last several minutes. Versailles is up by 39 points. 2 minutes left in the fourth. Tigers dribbling away, seconds off the clock. Ball lost. Williamsburg picks it up, but the Wildcat player is on the line beneath the basket.
Only the second turnover by the Tigers in the second half, six for the game.
Tell you what, this has been about as perfect a girls' regional semifinal a club could play. Ball inbound and laid in. Nice play. Savannah Toner took the inbounds pass. 5'10 junior caught it low on the left. Point blank range. She finished to make it 68-25. Except for a sluggish start, which found the Tigers behind 14-6 after close to 5 minutes. It has been thorough domination ever since. 68-25 Versailles, a minute 16 to go in the fourth. Here's a foul line jump shot. It is missed on the play by Emily Hart of Williamsburg. Rebound down to the Tigers.
We need Liz Watrin to score, and everybody dressed will have scored for them.
Here's a power move to the rim, up and good. Savannah Toner gets two more.
They dressed 13 kids, 12 of them have scored.
Couple of quick hoops by Savannah. She may challenge Danielle Kunk for the Super Sub Award.
Yeah.
Every button head coach Jackie Stonebreaker has pushed tonight has turned into an instant positive response. Field goal made by Williamsburg. A foul in the act of shooting. Free throw by Maddie Ogden. No good after the two-pointer. 30 seconds to go in the game. Tigers up 70-27. After trailing 14-6. Here's a breakup of a pass. It's stolen by Williamsburg. The Tigers tried to dump it down inside. Here's a drive to the rim, all the way to the hoop. It's Hart, no good. Rebound Versailles with 8 seconds left in this game. 70-27, Tigers and the faithful on the opposite side of the floor. The big throng wearing orange and black from up in Dark County are on their feet in unison, and that's it. The Versailles Tigers thumped Williamsburg here tonight. 70-27, the second loss in 27 games for Williamsburg, which closes out the year 25-2. Williamsburg was missing 17.5 points a game from 5'10 junior Alexis Chase out with a knee injury. She hurt it in the past week. But it wouldn't have made one bit of difference here tonight. Thorough domination by the Versailles Tigers, who win this game by 43 points, 70-27. and the Tigers outscored Williamsburg by 51 points over the last 26 and a half minutes of this game.
Well, it's a shame. I mean, they had such a great season, and this is going to be tough for them to swallow for a while. But at some point, they're going to know what a terrific season they had. They know they lost their star. So, you know, they'll be able to live with this. But, boy, that's a tough loss, 70-27.
And that star player, Jessica Chase, is just a junior. Only two seniors on this roster, two starters, graduate for Williamsburg, which should be excellent again in 2018-19. A lot of these young ladies were a part of the girls' state softball championship run last spring. It was a fine volleyball team as well. And this basketball club under second-year head coach Mike Madsen will be formidable once again in 2018-19. Versailles Tigers march on as expected. 70-27 winners over Williamsburg here tonight. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and eventually hand out our Clancy's award or awards.
Well, they out-rebounded them 39-17, 17-7 on the offensive boards. For Williamsburg, they were led by Emily Brown with 10. She scored all those in the first quarter. On the other side, everybody but Liz Watron scored. Give her a break. She didn't shoot it, so she didn't have a chance to score. They were led by Danielle Kunk. She hit 5 threes for 15. They got 11 from Caitlin McEldowney. She was terrific. They got 11 from Lindsay Winter, 7 from Danielle Winter, and it goes on and on and on. Everybody but Liz Watron scored. They dressed 13, 12 scored. Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Danielle Kunk and Caitlin McEldowney.
Good choices. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Springfield. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We just witnessed a whipping. The Versailles Tigers clobbered Williamsburg 70-27. It was raining threes. Versailles hot behind the arc.
They had 9 for the game. And Williamsburg hit 4 in the first quarter. They only had 4 more baskets for the game. They were up 16-11 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and led by as many as 8 with about 2.5 to go in the first at 14-6. And from that point on, the Versailles Tigers scored 64 points, and Williamsburg totaled 13. 64-13 over the last 26 and a half minutes or so of this contest.
Well, if you can have a 43-point game be entertaining, that was an entertaining game.
Oh, it was. And I think one of the most entertaining plays of the night was a beautiful acrobatic driving layup by Haley McEldowney.
She made a terrific one, and that reverse layup that Cammy McEldowney made in the first half was unbelievable. It's one of the best plays I've ever seen a girl shoot it. She was in traffic,
yes,
and she went up and reversed. I don't think anybody else on the floor could have done that.
And Danielle Kunk displayed some phenomenal long-range shooting off the bench. She got her feet set behind the arc as well as anybody I've seen in a long time, and she shot it with confidence. And how about Caitlin? If the three wasn't there for her, a little head fake, shot fake, step inside the arc, defender would fly by, and she was knocking them down left and right all evening long, too.
Yeah, 27 points in the third quarter. They only scored 10 in the fourth quarter because the clock was a running clock.
Right.
Plus, they subbed everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody got to play. That was fun, and they'll have a great bus ride home. They downed a little bit by the fact that their boys got beat, so
yes,
that will temper it a little bit. But, boy, what a performance tonight by the Tigers.
It was so much fun to watch Versailles Tigers clicking on all cylinders after the first 4 or 5 minutes. Williamsburg was beaten soundly. Versailles, Waynesville, 1:30 regional championship on Saturday afternoon here in Springfield. And we've got the pregame for you. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:15. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we are at Vandalia Butler, 6 p.m. webcast time on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Minster Tri-Village in the first girls Division IV regional semifinal. And then an 8 o'clock start, 7:45 webcast time for the nightcap, the second game of two, featuring the Fort Loramie girls and Covington. And then on Friday evening, another twin bill for you, a pair of games, 7:30 tip. Rushi takes on Emmanuel Christian in a boys Division IV district championship from the UD Arena. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:15 on Friday night. And then we'll close out that evening with Fort Loramie against Middletown Christian. Tip off at about 9:30. We'll be back on the web about 10 minutes or so before that game begins late Friday evening. And then girls regional championships, D3, D4 on Saturday, at 1:15 webcast time for the girls Division III regional championship Saturday afternoon, D4 that night on Saturday at 7:15. And then we hope we've got a big bushel basket of games for you from the state tournament, or at least a handful of games next week.
We should have I would be shocked if we don't have two girls teams there, either Minster or Fort Loramie on the Division IV, and I will be absolutely shocked if Versailles isn't playing Thursday in Columbus.
And again, should the Versailles Tigers win on Saturday, Versailles would play the Cuyahoga regional champ in a state semifinal game. And I think that was Thursday evening at 6. Was that correct?
Division IV is early, and then Division III is the second round.
Yes, I think.
Both of them on Thursday if we have two teams there.
Right, they're back-to-back games with a split of time in between. I think it's at 6 o'clock for the girls' Division III state semifinal. Yes, Thursday night, March 15th at 6. The girls' Division IV state semifinal is Thursday afternoon at 3. The Vandalia Butler regional winner would play Pickerington. And in D3, the Springfield winner from here would play the Cuyahoga winner on Thursday night, 3 hours later, so they're back-to-back.
I'm going to take the day off and just go watch basketball.
Hopefully then next Friday, a week from this Friday, we should have, we got our fingers crossed,
a monster regional semifinal game.
Yeah, regional semifinal in boys next Tuesday. Fort Loramie
and Rushi, if they both win Friday night, that is going to be an absolute war.
They're on a collision course, and then one of those two, whoever wins, would be in the regional championship game 1 week from this Friday night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, and there would be no conflict because D3 and D4 girls are Saturday
yep,
at the state next week.
Yep.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. I thought maybe we might see some Versailles Tigers players filtering back out onto the floor.
Right. Well, this is only said, let's get them after they win the region.
Yeah, let's get a player or two after the regional championship game on Saturday. Again, we thank very much Inrushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum.
Plus, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your ideas come to life. Wells Brothers, Inc. and Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A big thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Goffney Furniture, with high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And a big salute to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The in-between, south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his very best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And an Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, will be assisted tomorrow night in our second game by Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, also in Fort Loramie. Those three Fort Loramie game sponsors will join us for our second game tomorrow evening. Again, first contest tomorrow night, Minster Tri-Village. Tip-off 6:15, online at 6. Second game, tip-off at 8, Fort Loramie at Covington. We've got both contests right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here in Springfield, where the Versailles Tigers have routed Williamsburg by a final score of 70-27.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.